All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today with Amy Vincent from the Lore Foundation. It's been a while since we've caught up with her and hearing about all the cool things that the Lore Foundation is involved with, all these awesome projects they helped fund all throughout the Lander and Fremont County area. Before we start talking about some of those projects, Amy, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing great, Vince. Thanks.
Appreciate you coming in. One of the last times we talked to was just not too long after the Lore Awards at the end of 2023 there.
Yeah. Yep. That was a couple months ago now. But yeah, celebrating all of the amazing projects that Lander residents have gotten started in 2023. And now we're on to 2024 with a whole new group of projects.
It's amazing how quick that time's going by. Not only are we this far, we're 11 days into March. that is
it's a little
hard
crazy
to believe. But you're staying busy as always with some of the awesome projects that the Lore Foundation is always involved with. Today we're going to talk about the recently opened Meadowlark Market. We've got Caroline's Carts coming up, and then Math Counts. We're going to tease a little bit of all of those right now and take a deeper dive into those here in just a few. But anytime we have you on here, we might have new listeners out there who might not know what the Lore Foundation is. So give us a little bit of background on what you guys do.
Absolutely. So the Lore Foundation is a private foundation working in the rural Mountain West to improve quality of life. And how we do that is really the interesting and compelling part to me and what makes me love my job, which is that we work in this hyper local way, where we listen first to the community. So it is not just this foundation came to Lander and is saying, you know, this is what Lander needs to be a better place. It's really
right.
Lander saying, no, hey, Lore Foundation, this is what we need. And so there's really that community involvement that really makes it special.
And what I like about you guys, too, is it's you do occasionally do some bigger projects and bigger funding, but a lot of it is this micro, hyper-local aspect. Like you said, it could be down to as simple as needing scoreboards for a local ball team,
exactly.
Something like that.
Yep.
You know, in the past, you've given out funds for like the Lander Veterans Resource Center that I sit on the board for as well. So just really, really community-minded efforts, and some of the ones we're excited to hear more about today. We'll start with I want to start with the Math Counts, actually, because this was kind of interesting. We were chatting before the interview. I kind of forgot what that was, but I worked at the middle school when that was going on. This is a really cool opportunity for students that excel in math at the middle school level. Give us a little background on it.
Yeah, so Math Counts is, you know, like you said, is this math competition for kids at the middle school level. And, you know, any club that is happening at the schools has to have a teacher that is sponsoring that club in those events. And the teacher who was doing that at the middle school with Math Counts moved on, and there wasn't anybody else who was interested in taking her place, and so it just kind of fizzled out.
Oh no. Yeah.
And then in January I had a 17-year-old who emailed me and wanted to come talk about how to revive Math Counts.
Very cool,
because for this 17-year-old, Math Counts was huge for her and for developing her interest in math and her skills, and she just wants to be able to pass that on to middle schoolers that are interested.
That's
right.
It's so cool to hear.
Yes,
because for folks who might not know too, this Math Counts is kind of like a quiz bowl or speech and debate. So like they go to these competitions,
right?
And they train for them, mm-hmm. and they get they don't know the types of questions necessarily. They go to these competitions, have to be prepared for them. So that's very inspiring to hear that someone that young wants to keep it
right?
going for the younger generation.
I know. It's so exciting. And it was things that they needed were just like calculators and pencils, you know, just like really basic things that a 17-year-old doesn't have access to.
Right. But something
needs
that you guys can really just sweep in and help out with without a second thought.
Yeah, exactly. And it's open to all middle schoolers in, you know, Lander. So It's not just the public middle schoolers, but the homeschool middle schoolers. If you're at Academy of the Winds, like, you can participate.
That's very cool. So any of our listeners, if you didn't catch on to that too, even if your kids don't go to LMS, if they're just in this area, they can participate in Math Counts and, you know, maybe find some aspect that they'll want to continue on later in their life as well. Very cool to hear about that. One of the other things going on too, they recently opened, had their soft opening, and are putting the feelers out there. They've had some pop-up shops and everything, is the Meadowlark Market.
I am so personally excited about this one.
Me too.
And I've actually like shopped there the last 2 weeks before I've gone to the grocery store to just like, what do they have? So I, you know, for those of you that are familiar with the Fremont Local Market in Riverton, the Meadowlark Market is kind of Lander's version of that, where we have local food producers that are selling their foods and goods. In a way that is much more reminiscent of like a grocery store feel.
You know, it's
like, for me, I live out of town. I can't always get to the farmer's market, you know, right at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Same.
And if you're not there at 9 o'clock, all the good stuff's gone. And, you know, there is like the ordering online, but then it's like you have to remember to order by a certain time, and then you have to remember to pick it up at a certain time. And when you have other things going on, that's not always the easiest to fit in. And so this, like, having a space that is just open, I know that they open at 10. I'm not sure what time they close. Maybe it's 10 to 4.
Yeah, and I think they do have different hours based on the day too, but I do remember it is all posted on their website.
Yes, it is on their website and on their door. You could walk by and see it on their door.
Go check it out.
But you go in and it's greens and it's potatoes and all kinds of cheese. I was there on Thursday and like just overwhelming the amount and kinds of cheese you can choose from. Several kinds of yogurt. We got some huckleberry flavored yogurt.
Full of meat that they have in there too.
Freezer full of meat, breads, some pickles that are amazing. So yeah, it's just, it's pretty exciting to be able to connect producers and consumers in such a convenient way. Convenient on both sides.
100%. And the way I heard, well, the way I've heard it described, and then same with the Fremont Local Market, is it's like a farmer's market inside.
Yes.
I was like, oh, so like a grocery store. Like you said, like what a grocery store used to be before they had tons of brand names and shelves that had to be stocked full all the time. Like, you know, here, if they're out of something, they're out of it. But you got to wait for the producer to get it there. And it's worth the wait because it's good quality
stuff.
Right,
because it's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I'm personally excited about it as well, being able to go there. And get some of those fresh local goods. Was there anything? What was your specific involvement with?
We helped them. The Lohr Foundation helped them get that space.
Cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good spot. I mean,
it
right there on Main
spot.
Street. Right there on Main Street. So tons of people will see it, and hopefully, like you said, see the hours when they walk by and just pop in.
Exactly.
The other cool project that I've been hearing about, a lot of people have been sharing this on social media. And I know very little about it, so I'm excited to get the details, but it's the Caroline's Cart.
Yeah, so there is a mom in Lander who has two kiddos with special needs. And just through a variety of different conversations, it kind of came up that for her, going to the and she's a single mom, going to the grocery store is really difficult. Cause one of her kids is in a wheelchair. And the other one has special needs. So just it for her to get there and do the shopping is just really, really difficult.
Always an ordeal. Yeah.
Right. So she discovered these carts called Caroline's Carts, which I hadn't heard of. But they are made specifically for all kinds of people with all kinds of disabilities.
Okay.
So it's... it's a seat. There's the cart part of it, you know, the basket part. And then there's like a seat that faces whoever is pushing the cart.
Okay.
And the seat is able to hold someone up to 180 pounds, I think.
That's
and it has
huge.
A harness. So you can be like safely in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have a mom who's got like a wheelchair and a cart and trying to like manage all of those things. You've just got the one thing. And then the, you know, whoever is in the seat is looking at the, you know, the pusher of the cart and like interacting.
The person who can keep them calm.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're interacting in that way. And, so yeah, Safeway is going to have one. Mr. D's is going to have one. And it's just not a big investment on the part of the Lore Foundation at all. But something that's huge for the people that it matters to.
Yeah. I have a couple friends on social media from back in Ohio in my high school days that have their own kids now. And one of them, she's got two autistic children who are, I think, second grade, third grade or something like that. But they still need to be in diapers. They're nonverbal and they're getting up there in their weight. And she talked about like the need for stuff like this for baby changing stations to be able to hold that kind of weight as well, too. So. That's really going to open the doors for a lot of folks, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I hope it does. I'm excited to see them in use.
And just make another part of normal day life even that much more easy and accessible for them.
Right.
Amy, thanks again for coming in and chatting about the Lore Foundation, all the cool stuff that you guys are doing. You know, you're always more than welcome to come back. Was there anything else that we didn't go over today that you want our listeners to know or how they can stay up to date with things on the Lore Foundation?
Yeah. So if you visit our Facebook page, which is Lore Foundation Lander, I am working hard to keep that up to date with like what are the newest projects that we're doing, which isn't something I've always done. So just be sure to check that out and you can see a little bit more and more quickly what all is going on.
Cool. Well, appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of your day. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
Thanks, Vince.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.